Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 6th of September, recording at 9:01 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, quite an exciting day here, but first I'm going to comment briefly again on that Stratfor report and also the oil report that had come out. And basically regarding that Stratfor.com piece that I posted yesterday on New Orleans and on the damage. Well, it was a pretty worrying, pessimistic report. And while I want to be well aware of that that view, I think it's over the top. And I think he's greatly exaggerated the risk. Why? Well, because I think that there will be plenty of independent contractors willing to go in and keep those ports operating around New Orleans, even though they may not be the same people who were operating them previously. And even if they couldn't get the contractors to go in and stay there and keep them housed and fed, I think the U.S., if need be, could bring in, actually, the Army's Corps of Engineers. So I don't think we're going to see anything like the major disruption to shipping from New Orleans that the report actually indicated. Let's hope so, at any rate. Now, also on oil, that report that I posted here today is again, it's a bit sobering, isn't it? And my own view overall is that people have, many institutions have reduced or actually are underweight in energy stocks. They keep jumping out and taking profits in that sector, and that's understandable because that's worked in the past. These big moves on the upside have not been maintained. And we currently have oil in a corrective phase, as you realize. But my feeling is that the supply-demand situation is so different from what we've ever seen previously, mainly that we are in a situation now where it's going to be quite difficult to increase supply substantially. Maybe a little bit more, but not all that much more. And taking a long-term view here, we can't be that far away from an actual crest in oil production as far as the global capacity to produce oil is concerned. And then it's going to start a gradual decline. And that is coming up flush against an even more important factor, and that is the remorseless increase in demand for crude oil. And I really don't see anything changing on that front quickly. So my feeling is that people have exaggerated the downside risk, and yes, I think we're in a corrective phase here, and that will continue over the short term. Yes, oil will be volatile from time to time, but as far as my portfolio is concerned, my investment portfolio, I remain positioned for further gains in the price of crude oil, which those long-term charts will certainly support, and which I believe the long-term fundamentals of supply and demand will certainly support. And I'm not going to try to time this. If I think that oil is going to see a sharper correction, then I would play that by shorting some of the futures contracts temporarily as a hedge trade. But I'm not going to disturb my positions in the Investec fund, and that's also the Guinness Atkinson fund in the US. And you can find the charts for those three versions of that fund in, of course, the subscribers chart library right at the bottom of the scroll down menu. So have a look. I look at those all the time. Well, I don't look at them all the time, but I'll look at them several times a week in all probability. Now, let's talk about today's exciting action. The big news item is an extremely powerful rally on Wall Street. We've got the closes in now, up nearly 142 on the Dow, 15 and a bit on the S&P 500, over 25 on the NASDAQ Composite Index. So that really is a strong move. Why? Because investors are still enjoying the relief factor Let me start with that, start all over again on that point. I'm getting too carried away here. First, investors are very, very pleased that the prospects for U.S. short-term interest rates are not as draconian as people had previously feared. In other words, instead of 5% being the higher side for the federal funds rate at some stage in the first half of 2006, people are now thinking 4%, maybe less. So that's a considerable positive because rising interest rates always pose a headwind for stock markets, and Wall Street, as you know, has been rallying sideways pretty much all year. The other factor is oil. Oil's coming off right now. And so that's given the market a little bit of a relief fillip. I think more importantly, people are discounting, and quite rightly, a massive fiscal spending increase, a Keynesian stimulus to the economy in terms of the rebuilding of New Orleans. And they are also assuming, and I think correctly, that we are going to see abundant liquidity in the system, that will continue. So that all sounds pretty good. Now, that's great for a short-term rally, and again, as I was saying before going on holiday, make hay while the sun shines, and we're getting a bit of an Indian summer, as they say, here right now. Overall, though, I still expect a significant correction probably in 2006. That's some months away. But remember, this rally that we have been enjoying is getting a bit long in the tooth overall. Wall Street's underperformance, although today's upward dynamic suggests that it'll go back and test the higher side of this year's range, that has put a lot more slack in the leash as far as other stock markets are concerned. I would expect India, for instance, my favorite stock market for the very long term, to surge to another new high in here tomorrow. Certainly Japan will do the same, I would imagine. So there are a lot of markets that remain in form, and albeit may perhaps having seen a consolidation recently, and that can go on and extend gains. But I have described that Wall Street rally is getting rather long in the tooth, so I don't know how long this window of opportunity will remain open. But let's play it accordingly. Here right now. We'll be able to see when the deterioration starts again. And I had been stressing those lows that we saw last month for Wall Street, those reaction lows. Well, they're not in danger here right now. And lastly, though, in terms of just the cautionary note that at some point I would expect that oil price to start moving up again. And it could happen sooner rather than later if another worry presents itself, or another cause for worry presents itself, and could be a hurricane, could be some supply problem, accident, shutdown, strike, whatever. And I think that really we're, well, put it this way, much further on the upside with the price of oil, and I think people really are going to start to worry about the global economy, and that was covered in the report that I posted today. Okay, what else can we say in here? Government bonds, they're flagging up here. That's a chart term for some of you, so I'll say they're faltering up here in prior resistance, and are vulnerable to a further retracement of those recent gains. I'm resisting the temptation to go in and short them. Why? Because I think there might be more interesting things around. Now, US dollar, a little bit firmer here today, though they're not against everything. It's down a little bit against the Aussie and the Kiwi dollars. I continue to like those two for a further rally, although I don't think we're going to get big swinging moves in currencies. But basically, I think the US dollar is unlikely to rally that much from, not unlikely to rally very much from current levels, and that we will see it weaken again before too very long. So I'm sticking with that script. Therefore, I don't think precious metals are going to see much on the downside. They were maybe down a wee bit here today. Gold at 444 after hours, but a dollar off the low. And silver, just steady, as was platinum in here today, basically unchanged against that slightly firmer U.S. dollar. I still like that sector. Industrial metals, mostly down, I think all down in here today. Note that key day reversal on zinc, but that it had quite a run recently. And given another shakeout in that sector, and I think I wouldn't be able to resist going in and making another purchase with one of my old favorites. One shouldn't have favorites in market, should one? Cocoa. Cocoa has rallied back up from a rather weak position that I had had earlier on. It's just below the break-even level, so not a successful trade overall, but I'm relieved with the recovery, having been careless at the outset. Debating whether to roll it forward tomorrow or not, as I need to do with my spread bet position. A good chance that I'll actually roll it forward. Well, 55-45, but I'm still not sure. Part of it will depend on what the market does tomorrow. If it's softer, I'm more likely to roll it forward. If it were very strong, now, don't know, but say 55-45, I'll roll it forward. And soybeans, a little bit firmer in here today. Not a big upward dynamic, but a bit of concern over hot, dry weather in the Midwest, perhaps lowering yields. Okay, bring on tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be exciting as well. All the best.